how does the deep church work? How exactly, let's just say that you infiltrate the Catholic Church. You got double agents in there. How does it work? How are the strings pulled? Well, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano just gave an insightful interview to a German source. I'm going to entertain you and make you laugh. The interview was done by, here we go, I'm going to try it. That's one big German word right there. I did take some German during COVID, but I think I'm going to embarrass myself here. Deutsch Wirtschaft Nachrichten. How did I do, my Germanic Teutonic friends? Archbishop Vigano gives an interview. He talks about the Great Reset. He talks about the deep state in America and throughout the world. And he talks about the deep church. And in the interview, they ask, how can it be that you would have a power that could pull the strings and issue directives globally? How could this even happen? And Archbishop Vigano explains how it works. Why is Archbishop Vigano qualified to answer this question? It's because he was apostolic nuncio, that is, ambassador, from the Vatican to the United States during the heyday of shady stuff going on in D.C. with regard to former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. So I'm pretty intrigued by this topic, because it's not every day you get a Vatican insider, not only a Vatican insider, but one who has mediated as nuncio between the Vatican and all the bishops at one point of the United States of America. So today we're going to sit down with Archbishop Vigano and hear his account on how this works. Before we do it, we will join together in prayer, and we'll pray the Our Father. Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen Tuum, adveniat regnum Tuum, fiat voluntas Tua, sicut in Caelo et in Terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Pope St. Pius X, pray for us. Pope St. Pius V, pray for us. St. Peter and Paul, pray for us. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, before we begin, let me tell you who this show today is not for. If you think that everything in the Catholic Church in 2021 is legit, it's going awesome, Pope Francis, in your opinion, is one of the best popes of all time, there are no financial scandals, there are no sexual scandals, and if they are, they're all getting cleaned up, and it is all good. You're the kind of person that thinks Pachamama idols are just indigenous and culturated symbols, and we should have them all over the churches. And you believe in ecumenism, and you believe in interfaith ceremonies and interprayer and all that kind of stuff. So if you're that kind of person, or if you think that Cardinal McCarrick was just a one-off and that's been fixed, and that this whole idea of deep church and counter church and infiltration is all bogus, tinfoil hat-wearing stuff, then you got to just turn this podcast episode off, because we're going deep into it. We're looking at Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. Now, in this interview with, I'm going to embarrass myself again. See, it's Lent, and I need to be a holy fool, and so I'm going to put it up. The interview with Deutsche Wirtschaft Nachrichten. I don't know. Gave it a shot. In this interview, he begins by talking about a Masonic matrix of globalist thought, which is revolutionary and anti-Catholic. Again, if you hear me read that and you're like, this is crazy, this is cray-cray, this podcast episode is not for you. Archbishop Vigano talks about the virus, talks about what's been going on, but also talks about the globalist elite and social engineering. Again, if you think all this stuff is crazy, this podcast is going to get even crazier. And he talks about the deep church. Now, if you're new, if you've never watched one of my podcasts before, or if you've never heard of Archbishop Vigano or read any of Vigano's documents, he repeatedly refers to the deep church, the counter church, the anti-church. And he sees these two, it's like the wheat and the tares, the wheat and the weeds, one field mixed together. And in our time, it's the parable of Christ. In our time, it's even worse. Because it's not just like another parable that Christ talks about is at the end of time, the angels come with like fishing nets and gather up all the fish. And when they separate the good fish from the bad fish. Similar to the parable of reaping the field at the end of the time and separating the wheat from the tares. The difficulty in our time is that we've always known as Catholics that out in the parish, out in the diocese, that there are sinful men and women who are amongst us. They come to church, but secretly they don't live a Catholic life. And if we're honest with ourselves, if I'm honest with myself, I'm also one of those people who compromises my morality for a lower good, who doesn't authentically presents themselves as a Catholic. And that's why we have the sacrament of penance and we go to confession. The difficulty that we're all trying to understand and that Archbishop Vigano is trying to help us understand today is that it's not just the good and the bad in the local parish. What we're seeing is an infiltration of the bad at the highest levels of the church. Of course, this has happened before at the Renaissance and in what they call the pornocracy of the papacy, where you had popes siring children and mistresses and adultery and fornication within the Lateran Palace in Rome. So we know these things can happen, but right now it's especially troubling for Catholics who want to live the faith, go to the Mass as it's been celebrated, receive the sacraments, and hear the pure doctrine that Christ gave the apostles. So he talks about the church and the anti-church. And he said, one of the questions they ask is, in a letter that you sent to then President of the United States, Donald Trump, you alluded not only to a deep state, a term that has become widely used, but also to a deep church. Can you explain this? And Archbishop Vigano goes on to say, he talks about, of course, we know that in, for example, the American government or previously, maybe even now, the Russian government, European governments, there is the outward, hey, here's who we elected, here are the congressmen, the senators, the president. But then there's all these things that go beyond, that happen beyond the curtain. The FBI, the CIA, billionaires making deals behind doors. That's the deep state. And what we've realized that in the highest levels of the church, there's also the deep church. Now, the Church of Jesus Christ, Archbishop Vigano, was instituted for the salus animorum, he says. Salvation of souls. That's what it's all about. It's not here to promote the globalist agenda. Here's a quote from Vigano. Thus, just as in public affairs, there are hidden powers that guide the decisions of governments and follow the globalist agenda, in the Catholic Church, there is a very powerful lobby that usurps the authority of the hierarchy with the same purposes. Vigano goes on to say, in substance, both state and church are occupied by an illegitimate power that has their destruction and the establishment of the New World Order as its final goal. And we are not talking about conspiracy theories or political fantasies. It is proven by what happens right before our very eyes. Archbishop Vigano goes on to say, to the point that the Secretary General of the United Nations recently affirmed that the virus was used to suppress dissent. He goes on to talk more and more about this and things that have been going on since 2013, what he calls, quote, the revolutionary, anti-Catholic, and essentially Masonic matrix of globalist thought. He also says, quote, to be honest, it would be sufficient to consider the significant temporal concomitance between the celebration of the Second Vatican Ecumenical Council and the birth of the so-called student movement. The student movement happened, I believe, in France in 1968, also in Europe. It kind of is the European version of the Woodstock Revolution that we experienced here in the United States, a political and moral revolution amongst the young people in the late 60s. Now, to the point that I wanted to share today, Archbishop Vigano is asked, an objection from those who reject something like a conspiracy theory would be, let me pause here, by the way. A lot of people in 2019 said, Taylor Marshall is crazy now. He used to do good books and videos on Thomas Aquinas and liturgy and typology. He had really good stuff on the Old Testament fulfilled by the New Testament. He did Thomistic stuff. He was kind of the podcaster guy who did more academic stuff instead of the popular stuff. But now Taylor Marshall's crazy. He's talking about conspiracy theories. He thinks that cardinals are in league trying to sway who is pope and who is not pope. Taylor Marshall is absolutely crazy. But in 2021, 2 years later, a lot of Catholics, now realize that it wasn't just a theory. We have seen over and over again. I mean, for crying out loud, Cardinal Donald Wuerl, we found out last week, Pillar broke it. We found out last week, he's getting $2 million a year. Year before, he got $1.4 million a year. Why is he worth that much? Is he doing extra confirmations to help out? That's worth $2 million? No, it's because he knows everything about DC. He's the reflection on the other side, the dark reflection of what Vigano knows. He knows. Wuerl knows everything about Wuerl. Wuerl's the one who passed along the initial cases against McCarrick, even though Wuerl said, I don't know anything about it. I didn't know anything about this. That's now been proven as a lie. And back then, in 2018, when we were talking about this, Archbishop Vigano says, Wuerl lies shamelessly. And everyone thought Vigano was mean and cruel. Well, it turned out Vigano was right. So what used to be called conspiracy theory in 1819, now that we're 2 years removed and all the skeletons came out about McCarrick in Washington, D.C., and we've watched the bishops close down the churches, close down the sacraments, close down the mass, take in all this, every billions of dollars of PPP money, payroll protection money, paid by taxpayers, by the way. And we see guys like Cardinal Worrell getting a $2 million a year. I don't think you can be one of those people anymore and say, no, everything's fine. The church, Catholic Church getting cleaned up. Pope Francis, man, he's brought a broom to it all. He's cleaning this thing up. We got good people at the top running things right now. Really? So, Vigano has asked, an objection from those who reject something like a conspiracy theory would be, how is it possible that in almost every country in the world, almost all the politicians are participating in this game? Who could have so much power and influence that they could send half the world into isolation? ? That's a good question. It's a good question for someone like Archbishop Vigano. I mean, who's powerful enough to be the puppet master pulling strings on the Vatican, pulling strings on China, pulling strings on the Chinese Catholic Church, pulling strings on the EU, pulling strings on the German Conference of Bishops, pulling strings in Canada, Latin America, the churches there, pulling strings in an American election, pulling strings on the WHO health regulations, and pulling strings on McCarrick, Worrell, Gregory, etc. I mean, come on. This is crazy. Do you know what kind of puppet master that would have to be able to have that many strings on that many puppets? Come on, Vigano. This is crazy. So what does Vigano say? Archbishop Vigano answers, quote, I will respond to you with an example. The church is a supranational institution, not supernatural. That's what I was about to say. Vigano says the church is a supranational institution. That means it's over all the nations. Present all over the world with dioceses, parishes, communities, convents, universities, schools, and hospitals. Let that sink in for a little bit. Catholic Church, when you think about all the institutions, hospitals, schools, universities, orphanages, convents, real estate, it's a lot. And it's global. Every country in the world. Vigano says, all of these entities take their orders from the Holy See. And when the Pope orders a prayer or a fast, all the Catholics of the world obey. If a dicastery of the Roman Curia gives directives, all the Catholics of the world follow them. Control is widespread and immediate, thanks to an efficient hierarchical structure. Vigano then says, the same thing also happens in nations, limited within national borders, when the legislator legislates, the bodies in charge execute laws. Now Vigano says this. Here's how it works. You ready? The deep state and the deep church also operate in a similar fashion. Both of them make use of a strongly hierarchical structure in which the democratic, and here he puts scare quotes on it, Vigano, in which the democratic component is practically absent. Orders are given from on high, and those who receive them execute them immediately with the knowledge that disobedience can lead to professional failure, social condemnation, and, in certain cases, even physical death. Okay, so I'm going to pause here. What Vigano's saying is, just as in the church, for example, in 1970, Pope Paul VI and the Congregation for Divine Worship said, hey, we have a Novus ordo, a new order of the Mass. We want everybody to do it. Every bishop, every priest on the world, y'all go do it. And what happened? 99.994% of the world's priests and bishops immediately started doing the Novus Ordo Mass. There were exceptions. There were Archbishop Lefebvre. There were people who didn't like it and continued to be a little bit rogue. But for the most part, the entire world said, yes, sir, and they started doing the new Mass. Catholics, we are a hierarchical religion. We don't get to make it up as ourselves. So when orders come on high, we follow them. So what he's saying here is the deep church, same with the state, if you issue a law, speed limit, new tax rate, goes into effect. There can be rogue people saying, nah, I don't want to do that. But look, you're going to go to jail. You're going to get a ticket. You don't pay the new tax rate. You're going to go to jail. You're going to get fined. That's just the way things are. So what he's saying is the deep church and the deep state are, in a way, parasites living within that hierarchical structure and using it to affect massive change throughout society. I'll say something here as a parenthesis. Freemasons realized they weren't ever going to create the Freemasonic Church or the United States of Freemasonry. That was never going to happen. If you read the Alta Vendita, you see that their goal is to infiltrate and to live as a parasite on the most powerful institutions, to use that body as a host, and then use that magnificent, huge hierarchy to inject poison and then spread it throughout the rest of society. That's how it works. Now, let's go back to Vigano. This obedience, says Vigano, comes from blackmail. I promote you. I give you power. I make you become rich and famous. But in exchange, you must do whatever I tell you to do. If you obey and show you are faithful, your power and your riches increase. If you disobey, you're finished. And then Vigano says, I imagine the German readers will spontaneously think of Goethe's Faust, where you sell your soul to the devil. You make a deal with him. You get all these powers, all these skills, all these talents, all this riches. But in exchange, you give yourself 100% over to these powers. Vigano then says, the politicians who govern nations today are all, with rare exceptions, part of the deep state. If not, they would not be where they are. I would pause here and say, for example, look at Barack Obama. He was a nobody. He was a community organizer, and he immediately was shot up to the highest office, political office, on earth. Vigano says, let's think about the case of the American presidential election since November 3rd. Since President Trump was not considered to be aligned with the prevailing thought, it was decided to oust him with an electoral fraud of unheard of proportions, says Vigano. Against the will of the people, the legal processes underway in the United States are confirming the fraud and irregularity, and in the coming months, I believe that other proofs of the scam will emerge, which coincidentally brought a Democratic progressive Catholic to the White House, who is perfectly aligned with the agenda of the Great Reset, says Vigano. On closer inspection, the resignation of Benedict XVI and the election of Jorge Mario Bergoglio seem to respond to the same dynamics and to have been orchestrated by the same power lobby. Time out. Whoa. Vigano is, of course, questioning the legitimacy of what happened in the election last year. And he also is saying that the resignation of Benedict XVI and the election of Bergoglio seem, he says, seem to respond to the same dynamics. In other words, those who have the same message, human fraternity, ecumenism, religious indifferentism, Catholicism not as the one true religion, but as one of many in a Luby's cafeteria setting where you get to pick red jello or green jello or the fish fillet or the chicken or the meatloaf or the pudding. It's odd that in 2021, all the powers, whether they be in China, Europe, South America, North America, the Catholic Church, they're all coming to a political and religious consensus. Vigano saying that is not an accident. Vigano says also, in Germany, from what I've heard, news is coming out that demonstrates that data was falsified in the management of the pandemic in such a way as to legitimize the violation of the rights of citizens. And despite the worrisome number of people with adverse side effects who have died following the so-called vaccine, the constant drumbeat continues without the obligation to be vaccinated, even though it is now evident that this does not guarantee immunity and that it will not prevent either the need for social distancing or the obligation to wear a mask. And this is sort of you've seen probably some memes on this. You know, people, there's a picture of a cartoon or something, a picture of a guy getting a vaccine. He's like, now I don't have to wear the mask or social distancing. No, you still have to wear the mask and you still have to social distance. So, and then it goes on, they talk about President Trump, his letter to President Trump, more and more about COVID. And then he's asked, what do you think can be done to avoid this development of a tyranny of Satan, which he calls a tyranny of Satan? He says, we cannot allow through the boogeyman of a pandemic created by a committee nations to be prostrated by an induced economic and social crisis, nor that the population be subject to the limitations of liberty and violation of the law and common sense itself. If we are able to stand firm and not retreat before these general tests of dictatorship, the deep state will withdraw, awaiting a more propitious times, and we will have time to avert the establishment of tyranny. But if we let things go, says Vigano, we will make this infernal plan irreversible. He says, let us not forget, as Catholics, we Catholics have a very great responsibility, both towards our pastors as well as towards those who govern us. Our obedience can and must cease in the moment in which we are asked to obey sinful laws or laws contrary to the unchanging magisterium of the church. Pause. Notice that Vigano didn't say living magisterium, like it's always growing and evolving. No, the unchanging magisterium of the church. Vigano closes up and says, if our opposition is firm and courageous, like the time of the martyrs, we will have done our part to obtain from heaven those graces which can change the lot of humanity and delay the persecution of the end times. Let us pray, therefore, says Vigano. Let us pray with faith to the Most Holy Virgin, Queen of Victories and Help of Christians, that she may be our general in this epochal battle. May the glorious Archangel Michael be at her side, he who cast into hell Satan and the other evil spirits. Qui ad perditionem animorum pervagantur in mundo. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, on the second Sunday in Quadragesima Lent. Now, the insight here, and we'll close with this, is that the devil is not equal and is not opposite God. If you say, what's the opposite of God? The answer is not Satan. God and Satan are not parallel. God is infinitely up here and Satan's way down here. He's a creature. God made him. So evil is always, as Thomas Aquinas would say, evil is a privation. It's deprived. It's taking something away. Evil is always a parasite living on something good. If you were the devil and you wanted to disseminate heresy, immorality, false worship, destruction, chaos, political slavery, economic poverty throughout the world, you would have to find the largest, most trusted, most influential institution on planet Earth, and you would have to carefully, not in an obvious way, but in a subtle way, you would have to infiltrate that organism, that host, and embed yourself into it and begin to work up into the central nervous system. If you were Satan, that's what you would want to do. And in the permanent instruction of Alta Vendita, written by Italian Freemasons in the early 1800s, they explained in detail that exact plan they were going to execute. You can read the entire thing. It's not very long. It's in the appendix of my book, Infiltration. You can see exactly what they planned to do in the 1800s. And as you read it, you will begin to think in your mind, how can this be? This document from the first half of the 1800s is describing what we are living in now. How can this be? And it can be because the enemies of Jesus Christ set forth that slow, careful, subtle, gradual plan to infiltrate the organism and spread its disease. That's how deep church works. Thank you, Archbishop Vigano. It's very insightful. Thank you for that. Also works the same way in the state, as he says. So we're going to pray. We're going to close up here. We're going to pray the Hail Mary, the Ave Maria, and we're going to pray it for the whole church. Our Lady is the mother of the church. Our Lady is the mother of the church. She came down in 1917 to warn us about all this. She saw that we were in danger, and she came down and said, you're in trouble. The Pope needs to consecrate Russia so the errors don't spread throughout the world. I want all the lay people doing First Saturdays. I want all the lay people praying 5 decades of the rosary every day. So if you're not praying 5 decades of the rosary every day, you're not on the team. It's not me saying that. It's not Vigano saying that. It is the Holy Theotokos, the Blessed Virgin Mary herself. Pray at least 5 decades every single day. So we're going to pray Hail Mary for the whole church. Oremus. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, or pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. And for all the graces that we receive from Almighty God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, and through the mediation and loving prayers of Our Lady, Gloria Patri, et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. St. Peter, pray for us. St. Joseph, pray for us. All holy apostles, pray for us. Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, I already said pray the rosary every day, so do it. I also want to ask you for a favor. I've put together a survey. What do you want to learn about? What do you want videos about? Where are you struggling spiritually? How am I doing making videos and books? And so I'd like to ask you to take that survey. It's in the live chat. I think one of the moderators will post the link in the live chat. It'll take you less than 1 minute, maybe like 40 seconds. I'd like you to take this survey, and I'm going to look at them, and I'm going to learn what you guys want to hear and how I can be better. I want to be better. It's a good thing to think about in Lent. So please take the survey. I will post the survey below the video, so you'll see it below the video right now. But also, it will be posted in the live chat. There it is. Daniel K. just posted the link. So please click on that. I would really, really appreciate your feedback, your input in taking that survey. So thank you very much for everyone who does that. And also, I want to remind everyone, during Lent, penance, penance, penance. That's what we saw in Third Secret of Our Lady of Fatima. Do penance. Read the Bible. 3 chapters a day. Read the Bible. Renew your mind through God's Word. Learn the history of God's interaction with other persons. Persons who are striving to know God or striving to try to undermine God. What happened to those people from Genesis all the way to the apocalypse? Or as we used to say, from table of contents to maps in the back of the Bible, read it all. All right, please take that survey. And it's over in the live chat, also below. And remember, our Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless, Godspeed. And again, thank you, Archbishop Vigano.